KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, some sprinkles, and it's currently here in Atlantic, 70 degrees at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, former Cass County Health System CEO Todd Hudspeth has entered a voluntary guilty plea to a forgery charge in Buena Vista County District Court. As part of a plea agreement reached on Monday, Hudspeth was sentenced to 2 years probation, ordered to pay a $750 civil penalty, and must submit a DNA sample. Hudspeth was charged with forgery in January after he presented a $10,000 check with a forged signature of his wife at the Storm Lake Metabank. He said the check was deposited into a checking account to pay for his son's college expenses. Hudspeth later acknowledged he'd made a poor decision in endorsing a disbursement check that included his name and that of his ex-wife. He admitted that he took a, quote, foolish shortcut to expedite the process of transferring funds for his son's expenses. A felony forgery charge was also filed in Cass County in May based on the forgery case filed by the Storm Lake Police Department. Hudspeth had entered a written plea of not guilty in his Cass County case. A waiver for his preliminary hearing was submitted in his Cass County case on May the 24th. Hudspeth was fired as the CEO of the Cass County Health System in early June. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says two men were arrested on drug charges early this morning. 27-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack and 29-year-old David Andrew Strange, both of Red Oak, were arrested at around 2:42 a.m. following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 34 and Locust Avenue in Adams County. Pack and Strange both face possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Strange was also charged with possession of meth. Both were brought to the Adams County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an incident of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse. Authorities say at around 10:50 p.m. Monday, officers were called to Roberts Park in the 900 block of North 25th Street, where a 17-year-old female was allegedly attacked by a male. The victim was able to get away from her attacker and run to a nearby residence. The attacker fled on foot. The suspect is described as being a white male, about 40 to 55 years old, wearing a black shirt and jean shorts. He's about 6'3" tall and weighs around 200 pounds. The suspect was last seen running eastbound in the 1000 block of North 25th Street in Council Bluffs. The case was being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information with regard to the case is urged to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Additional information is expected to be released later this morning with regard to a single vehicle accident that happened near Walnut Monday evening. According to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, a male driver of the vehicle was transported by Walnut Rescue to the Cass County Hospital after the van they were in left a curve on Highway 83 at a high rate of speed south of Walnut. The van entered a ditch and impacted the embankment on the east side of County Road M47 before coming to rest. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery of a convenience store. Authorities say at around 1:25 p.m. Monday, officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to the Shell Speedy Mart on 9th Avenue for an armed robbery. The suspect had fled the scene prior to officers' arrival. A cashier of the business told officers that the suspect entered the business and pointed a handgun at him, stating, "Give me the money." The suspect fled with an undetermined amount of cash belonging to the business. He's described as a black male, about 5 feet 8 to 6 feet tall, about 250 pounds, estimated to be in his mid-20s and was wearing dark clothing. The case remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department. Again, if you have any information on that robbery, you're urged to contact the Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Baxter Grubbs, age 90 of Adair and formerly of Lewis, died Friday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy Baxter Grubbs will be today at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Dean Plain, age 66 of Minden, died Saturday at Allegiant Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Plain will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ethel Mack, age 98 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ethel Mack will be this Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Helen Hummel, age 86 of Oakland, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Hummel will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Royce Rudy, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Royce Rudy will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harry Mensching, age 100, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Harry Mensching will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Francis Doobie Dubin, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Francis Dubin are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.